You're listening to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, only on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
It's 11:35, and we're back here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. Rick, in this segment, we're going to talk about the educational use of fish tanks and reef tanks, and we happen to have on the line with us Maribeth Fletcher, who is the Science Lab Coordinator at Explorer Elementary School in Williamston, and she has with her a couple of Reef Tank Club members, Megan Deal and Amber Lee Kreese. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Maribeth, can you help explain how the exposure to the reef tanks and to ocean life is helping increase the kids' curiosity and willingness to learn about nature and science?
Well, we have a 135-gallon reef tank located here in the science lab. And
wow.
We have young children all the way from age 5 through grade 5 passing through the science lab every day. I want to guess as many as 1,000 children every week will pass through here and look at these organisms that are just beautiful in the saltwater environment, and they can see it in real life and compare it to the fish that they see at wherever else they see them, and they can develop a curiosity to and a real, hopefully, be connected to the saltwater environment and a real desire to take care of that saltwater environment.
Yeah, I suppose that it must intrigue them when you see beautiful colors and the movement and what have you.
Right.
But one of the things, Maribeth, I wonder if you're up against is where parents might say, well, we don't want to have tanks in the house because you can just look it up on the internet.
Right.
And my thought is that looking at a screen, if you don't do that enough now as a kid, I don't know how much more time you can spend looking at a screen, whereas looking at nature
right
in front of you just has to be a great experience.
It is, and it's just not the same as seeing things in real life. And there are ways that you can bring the saltwater environment into your home for a very nominal fee. I mean, you can do this for a very small tank as well as, like, we have the larger end of the spectrum, but at all ends.
Yeah, we have at the store set up like kind of like the perfect little world, a 10-gallon tank. And it's simple. It's the small tank that you see oftentimes at a yard sale. Just a few items that go along with it. And before you know it, you can grow corals in your living room. Maribeth, hi. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Rick?
I am great. And Maribeth has just been a soldier in the march to really get reef tanks in the classroom. She's really been a champion. And I want to tip my hat off to her.
Oh, thank you.
And
but Rick has worked with me for at least 10 years now at Explorer Elementary with these Reef Tank Club meetings. Our first meeting always is a tour of the Proust saltwater section of his store because it's our model that we try to follow.
Yeah, and I think to remind the listening audience that, you know, in one small tank or one large tank, what we actually have in there, we have crustaceans, we have corals, we have echinoderms, we have all kinds of living organisms that really form that food web, that interconnectedness that nature has. Talk a little bit about what you see in your tank and what you teach your children.
What I see in my tank?
Yeah.
Well, why don't I pass the phone to Megan Deal, and she's going to tell me that in my tank right now, I have a yellow tang, I have a hippo tang, I have 3 green chromis, I have a sea urchin, and occasionally we will have it coming out right in full view. I have snails and crabs around the tank, and a variety of different types of coral, leather coral, zoanthid coral, mushroom coral, button coral, all different types.
So we have Megan here?
Megan is on right next to me here, and I like her. She comes in every single morning to our reef tank, and she does these jobs. I'll hand the phone to Megan.
I put chemicals in, and I feed the fish, and I scrub the side of the tank to keep it clean.
And Megan, do you have any fish that are your favorites?
I like the hippo tank.
And what do you like about it exactly?
I like it because it's cool to watch its swim around.
he nibbles on everything around the tank, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what made you want to join the Reef Club?
I wanted to learn more about saltwater fish tanks.
And how old are you?
I'm 10.
And Megan, have you ever gone to a place where you can swim amongst the fish or see really neat saltwater fish on any of your family vacations?
No.
Well, at some point, I would encourage you to talk with Mom and Dad about going maybe somewhere where you can, because I got to say, you're right. They are really neat to watch as they swim around.
We have an opportunity here at our school to write grants to the Williamston Schools Foundation, and they give a various amounts of money where for different projects and different purposes.
Yeah. And one of the first ones, Christian Scott, is the one that's actually responsible for writing that grant when he was just in fifth grade. Isn't that right?
That's right. For the whole tank.
That's how it got there. Yeah.
Wouldn't be here without Christian to begin with.
Exactly.
And I have a plaque on the wall that we had printed up for Christian Scott to remember that fact. That's a milestone.
And Amber Lee is carrying on that tradition.
That's right. Amber Lee.
Good.
Hi.
Hi, Amber Lee. Can you tell us about the grant that you're trying to get from Williamston Schools?
I wrote it to get the hippo tang and the yellow tang.
Okay, and what did you tell them?
I told them that it'd make kids more interested in the reef tank.
Okay.
And it has done that, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And what do you like about those particular fish?
I like the colors of them.
They are beautiful. And, you know, one of those things, if the fish are very colorful, then everybody that walks by will spend more time looking at that beautiful tank, won't they?
Yeah.
And do you convince all of your friends that they need to join the Reef Club or at least look at the tank and spend time learning about the different things that are in there?
Yeah.
The fella that wrote the first grant, Christian Scott, he was your age when he wrote that first grant, and that's how the tank got there. And I was talking to him the other day, and he's actually helping people in India with vaccines. He wrote grants he came back here to the United States, and he got money to vaccinate many, many people in India. And it started with his grant writing capabilities back at your age.
So I guess that's a sign, Amber Lee, that a lot of greatness can come from you if you continue to write those grant letters and convince people that they need to buy certain things to help educate you. So congratulations on your success. That's a wonderful story.
Thank you so much for everything you do, Amber Lee.
You're welcome.
Okay.
All right.
Mary Beth, thank you so much for having them on. I guess the one question that I would want to ask you is if other schools in the greater Lansing or mid-Michigan area were interested in setting up a similar club or a similar tank, what advice would you give them?
Well, I would give them the green light right away is go ahead and do it. I know of one school who already has a reef tank set up. It's the Wood Creek Science and Math Magnet School in Lansing. Mm-hmm. And Diane Graham has a reef tank set up in her classroom. And they are, I don't know if she has a reef tank club as such, but she's incorporating that into her curriculum. There also is another reef tank that was bought in memory of a student at Marble Elementary School in East Lansing, and I work with their teacher to exchange information. They do have a reef tank club, and they have sent us their website, and we watch their movies that they have made about their organisms in their tank, and we tell them about, we visited theirs and saw and told them about our organisms. So it's kind of a neat partnership we've developed between them.
Yeah, I was thinking, tell them a little bit about your field guide.
We have students researching the organisms in the tank and writing a paper that will go into a field guide that sits on top of the tank at all times, and students, when they come in here, can page through it and see, read about exactly what we have in the tank and where it lives. The four things we have them do is where it lives, what it eats, what eats it, and an interesting fact about the organism. We've also had a Reef Tank Club member draw a map of the tank that's sitting on our wall, and a map of the refugium, which is underneath, so kids can look at that and see, well, what's that? What does that do? And it has all the parts labeled on it. So it's a real learning experience all around.
Well, all we can do is encourage you, Mary Beth, to keep up the good work and spread the word to other schools other students can enjoy it as well. We've been talking with Mary Beth Fletcher, Science Lab Coordinator at Explorer Elementary School in Williamston, along with Megan Deal and Amber Lee Kreese. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Rick, after the break, we're going to have a conversation with a member of the Pruce Pet staff, Steve Oberg, to talk about exactly what it is that you do with commercial businesses in schools so that they can have fish tanks that are maintained and flourishing without a whole lot of effort. Right after the break, here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
Black and orange stray cat sitting on a fence. Ain't got enough dough to pay the rent.